Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 2, verses 28 and 29. So listen closely today as we start with chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. Foundation for the Bible stands. This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you again to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we're in Joel chapter 2. And today we begin the final three verses of Joel chapter 2 as we finish out that great chapter of the Bible. Oh, I hope that you'll be following along with us in Joel chapter 2, for it is a great book of the Bible, and it is a great chapter. Now, before we get into that, though, I just have a couple now. First of all, many of you know I'm going to Israel. The dates are November 6th through the 14th. Now, what we'd like for you to do is get a $300 deposit in. That would help us out immensely. If you could do that, that would be a great help, because we want to be able to have an idea of seating and reservations for that. So a $300 deposit would help. You can do that, either write us for an application, or, and this is a brochure and application, or you can go right online and get all the details from our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's CentralBaptistOcala.org. Now, I was out of town the other day preaching in another place, and a pastor there asked me about going. He says, I have a man in my church that wants to send me. And he says, I've been waiting for a fundamental independent Baptist pastor who goes over there. And he says, you're it. And so that man's going to pay for his pastor to go to Israel. Now, I would like to encourage you to send your pastor and his wife for the trip to Israel. It is a trip of a lifetime, but you'll be amazed how much better your pastor is when he gets back. Boy, I tell you, you'll have an energetic, renewed pastor. And you say, well, he's already energetic. Well, this will even make it better. And so let me encourage you to do that. Maybe talk to your deacons, and the church would like to send a pastor and his wife as a Christmas gift. It's November 6th through the 14th. Our price on it is all inclusive, with the exception it from JFK Airport in New York City to Tel Aviv and back. All the hotels are involved in that as well. Your breakfast, your supper, all of that is taken care of. Now, your trip to JFK, if you're coming from any part of the country, that is on you. I'm going to fly from Orlando, and I'm going to try to get a group rate for those that fly from Orlando. Now, in addition to that, we have people that want to know, well, how much do I need as far as other monies are concerned? Well, you want to plan on lunch every day, and I would figure at least $10 to $15 for lunch every day. Now, you don't have to eat lunch. I find a lot of people just snack at lunchtime when we go, because they know that we have big buffet breakfasts and big buffet suppers, or dinner, if you call supper time dinner. And then we also have, in addition to that, you may want to buy souvenirs, and there are souvenirs there as well. You'll love it, whether you're going to where David killed Goliath, where we're in Jerusalem, visiting all the many sites there, Bethesda and other places, the full Bethesda, the judgment hall where they whipped our Savior, oh, so many places in Jerusalem. Just thinking of it all, it's amazing. You have right across that there, Bethlehem, the caves of Bethlehem, a cave like in which Jesus would have been placed, because there was no room for them in the inn. And then there's not only those caves, but we could think of the hill of Golgotha, where the cross was placed. And the empty tomb. We have the Lord's Supper at the empty tomb. And we would love for you to go. You don't have to be a pastor to go with us to Israel. But if you pay and your church wants your pastor to go, and anybody in church wants to go as well, come along. Maybe you'd like to be baptized in the River of Jordan. And we do that. We have a day where we stop and have baptismal service there. And many of our people have been baptized. We've had some baptized two or three times. It means so much to them just to get baptized in the place where Jesus was baptized. So I would encourage you to come and go with us. We'd love to have you. But it's very important now you start getting those things in. Would you do that? Get them in ASAP. Now, again, I've been making this announcement right along, but I want to make this announcement as well. July 24th through the 27th of 2017 is the National Sword of the Lord Conference. Pastors, if I could encourage you to do anything, come to the National Sword of the Lord Conference. There's many great preachers involved in that as far as those that preach to us, and well over 1,000 pastors who are there. But in addition to that, Dr. Smith, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at about 1:30 in the afternoon till 3, teaches a School of the Prophets. And it is one of the best I have ever attended. I've been going to it each year now. Listen to it each year, and it is outstanding. And there are things I wish I would have learned 30, 40 years ago. It would have helped me so much more in the ministry, and I'm sorry that I never learned it. Well, you can get it, you can learn it, and it'll be a great help to you, Pastor. So let me encourage you to do that as well. And again, pastors, that is July 24th through the 27th. The services nightly are at 7 o'clock p.m. There's two preachers each night. And then in the mornings at 10 o'clock a.m., again, two preachers in the morning. At 9 o'clock in the morning, there are special classes, whether it's bus ministry, church and law, or things of that nature, various things. There's a ladies' meeting every afternoon, Tuesday through Thursday, as well as other special ministries. A great big gymnasium filled with all kind of helps. So the Lord has a great amount of books there. You can see various Christian colleges all together there at once. Good, solid, fundamental colleges that you don't have to worry about what are they teaching your children. And then also other things there that would be of great interest to you. Good music, good godly music that you can get as well. In addition to that, that is Monday through Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m., Tuesday through Thursday at 10 o'clock a.m., and my goodness, right there in Walkertown, North Carolina, near Winston-Salem, at the Gospel Light Baptist Church. Beautiful auditorium, set in a rural setting. So beautiful. A pastoral site there as you look at it. Oh, my goodness. It is wonderful. Let me meet you at the National Sword of the Lord Conference, July 24th through the 27th, 2017. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready now. And we're going to go to Joel chapter 2. And our text today is verses 30 through 32 as we get started into this. And we're going to be here a few days before we move on to the third chapter. So I hope that you'll be following along, taking notes, calling others, asking them to listen in. Let's make this a great time. Now, again, tell your pastor about our broadcast because we want to support your local church. We don't take the place of any local church. We want to be a blessing to them. Now, in Joel chapter 2, we'll start out and just read all three of those last three verses, and then we'll get in here to our study. But we read, he says in verse 30, "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be delivered, as the Lord hath said. And in the remnant, whom the Lord shall call." Well, let's go on now as we look at this. We saw in verse 29 that in the days in which we live, where he said, and upon the servant and upon the handmaids in those days I'll pour out my spirit. And we remember that that is when Peter preached and said that this was now being fulfilled in your ears. And certainly they were hearing it that day, and they were hearing it for the first time. And what a blessing that be to be in that day, to have Peter preaching to you and know that this is being fulfilled in their ears. And many people rejoiced, whereas many did not, and they wanted to kill these people. And I find the same today, that whereas a heart that gets warm towards Christ and towards His Word, they love the Word. The harder it's preached, the better it is. But then there are those that have a more of a world religious view instead of a heaven religious view and a Bible religious view, you might say, that they hate any preaching that preaches the truth as it is to men as they are. Well, he told them that they would see now before their eyes, as these men were preaching there in Acts chapter 2, the fulfillment of Joel chapter 2. Now, it was in the Old Testament that the Jews were to make the world know the gospel of God. We're told in Exodus 19:6, they would be a holy nation. They'd be a nation of priests. And a priest talks to God for people and to people for God. And so that's what they would be. And the same commission is given to us today as the local church. And local churches across the world today, whether you're Baptist, Methodist, what have you, you've got a commission for which you're accountable before God as a local church and as individuals within that local church to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. I like Acts 1:8, where it says to take both to Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and yet the most part of the earth. I've got to admit, as a young guy, I first read that. How could it be both? Does that choose two out of the four he just mentioned? Oh, no. It's both, meaning at the same time. At Jerusalem, do it at home, but also abroad. Well, how do you do it both at home and abroad? Well, if you're at home, that's where you do it. Abroad, you do it through missions and helping missionaries that get the gospel out. Now, I know there are those that their idea of missions is feeding the poor and helping clothe people in foreign countries and all that. And so they help all these different organizations that never get the gospel out. I don't want a person to be fed well and dressed well to go to hell. I want them to be fed well and dressed well to go to heaven. And so the first primary responsibility is to get the gospel to the world. Isn't it interesting that Jesus fed 5,000? Boy, they loved it. And then as soon as he preached to them the words of life, he lost 20% of his crowd, because the next time he feeds 4,000. And yes, when you start preaching the truth, people who originally followed will no longer follow because they don't want the truth.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says,